From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Friday, February 27th.
Just ahead, Redding's electric utility is proposing a series of rate hikes to keep up with rising operational costs.
Also, Butte College enrollment has bounced back to levels not seen since the 2018 campfire.
And many museums in Butte County will offer free admission this weekend.
But we'll start in Shasta County, where a judge has temporarily blocked the county's registrar of voters from placing a controversial election measure on the June ballot. The Reading Record Searchlight reports the initiative would require voter ID, limit absentee voting, and mandate hand-counted ballots. A lawsuit argues the proposal goes against state law. The judge granted a restraining order yesterday while the case proceeds. The next hearing is in April, likely too late to get the initiative before voters in June.
Staying in Shasta County, elected officials are trying to stem the tide of military veterans falling into homelessness and dying by suicide. The Board of Supervisors this week approved a $250,000 contract with a Central Valley nonprofit that helps address substance abuse and gets homeless veterans into transitional housing. Former Army Sergeant Justin Bond is the CEO of Our Heroes Dreams. He said the organization tries to put struggling veterans on the path to long-term recovery.
We show them that the hardest battles that they're facing of the opiate and addictions and the homelessness and the suicidal thoughts, we show them how that's going to qualify them to go out and save their brother, their sisters.
From 2021 to 2023, veterans represented 22% of all suicides in Shasta County, while making up only 7% of the population.
Reading residents could soon be paying more for their electricity. NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports.
Reading Electric Utility is proposing a multi-year 4.5% rate hike starting April 1st. That'll mean an extra $7 a month for the typical household in the first 2 years and an additional $8 a month in years 3 and 4. The utility says it needs yearly price increases for a couple reasons. One of them is to offset higher power costs and inflation. Another is to support grid reliability and address wildfire risk. It says it would do that by modernizing its aging infrastructure. But because Reading Electric is owned by the public, it first needs to get permission to raise rates from City Council. A public hearing is set for March 3rd. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Moving to Butte County, Butte College says its enrollment numbers have rebounded to levels not seen since before the 2018 campfire. According to a press release, enrollment of full-time students dropped 30% following the fire and the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. This academic year, the college expects enrollment to top 10,300 students. It's a return to pre-fire levels. The college attributes recent growth to expanded online education and new course offerings and facilities.
15 museums, galleries, and other locations will offer free admission this Saturday and Sunday. Explore Butte County is hosting the event. Community engagement specialist Lucia Mercado emphasizes that these cultural centers need visitors to survive.
What we need our community to recognize is that if we're not supporting them, if we're not going out there and being part of these beautiful events and taking space in these centers, then eventually we're not going to have them, and we really want to prevent that.
This year's event continues its stamped passport tradition.
The museum will be able to either give you a signature, a sticker, or a stamp on that passport. And if you visit at least 5, then you also get exclusive deals at some eateries across Butte County.
Find a list of locations on our website at mynspr.org.
In state news, a Bay Area judge made a tentative ruling this week saying California must let immigrant truck drivers keep their licenses. That's according to reporting by CalMatters. The state tried to revoke the licenses of 20,000 immigrant truckers last year amid pressure from the Trump administration. The U.S. Transportation Department alleged clerical issues with license expiration dates. Attorneys for the state say Trump has threatened to take away California's ability to grant commercial licenses altogether if it doesn't go along with the orders. A final decision is expected this week.
Finally, Sacramento elected officials on Wednesday demanded the return of Maria Estrada after she was detained and deported to Mexico following a routine immigration check-in. The Natomas woman and DACA recipient was described by speakers as a mother and a hotel manager who provided services to homeless people. CAP Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
The Department of Homeland Security said Estrada was deported in 1998 and that she illegally reentered the country shortly after. DHS added that DACA does not provide legal status. Sacramento Vice Mayor Karina Talamantes read a statement from Estrada's daughter, Damaris, during a press conference.
My mother asked to speak to a judge. She asked for the opportunity to fight her case. Those requests were disregarded. The officers involved did not provide names or visible identification. In a matter of moments, my mother was gone.
Assemblymember Maggie Krell of Sacramento filed a lawsuit against the federal government 2 weeks ago. Her goal is more transparency on arrests at immigration courthouses.
What happened to her is unconscionable, and we will not turn a blind eye. I will continue to litigate my case in court. We will continue to call out as a community for Maria to come home. And we will continue to say no more people deserve to be treated this way. Not in Sacramento, not in America.
ICE data from January shows nearly half of all detainments nationwide involved people with no criminal record. In Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
And those are your headlines for Friday, February 27th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions.
For more local and state news from North State Public Radio, head to mynspr.org. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Have a great weekend.